what we're trying to do is get this model demo of the mesh sorted out so that we can take it and show it to other people. Now that we've done a basic level of competence building in Halekote, we want to now go and see where all we can go and install this mesh network. So everybody has heard this mesh network, something is going on with mesh networks in Halekote that everybody knows. How many people are absolutely clear on what the mesh network is and what it's supposed to do and what all its purposes are, what its benefits are? Anybody already fully clear about it? Arvind is fully clear. Great. So can you give us a brief introduction to the mesh as you know it?
Mesh networks are a different topology. On a network. So when you think of a computer networks are connection between two or more computers in the whole network. So you can have different kind of layouts. Say there are three computers, A, B, C. A is connected to B and A is connected to C. That is one kind of topology. Okay, and now say think of another connection where B is also connected to C and you form a triangle. That's a mesh that you can extend. So now the possibilities with mesh network are applications where you can do distribution very easily. Distribution of computation, distribution of resource, everything becomes a much more simpler problem than it is on, say, a server client architecture or the present way of doing things on the internet, for example. So it's very disruptive in that sense. And I mean, just to get an idea of how disruptive peer-to-peer technologies are, you can think of Napster or you can think of BitTorrent. They are all technologies which leverage the peer-to-peer thing, and mesh is something which is very close to peer-to-peer, in my understanding. This is my opinion about it. Yeah.
So now that is one introduction to the mesh. So just to establish in our minds what peer-to-peer communication looks like, we can do a small demonstration. So you've got audience who don't get it fully. This is the same issue that we have in Halekote also, which is that the people who are designing and implementing the network, meaning Arvind, me, Abhishek, Dinesh, we all get the network. We understand it really well. But the people on the ground were supposed to use it, like Sandeep, Chikkanaganna, Navina, Mahesh, all these guys don't get it. They get some notion of some service that they are getting. That sounds very much like this. You think of Napster. Now, if I tell Mahesha to think of Napster, means, do you know what Napster is? So Jairam lives in Bangalore. Jairam doesn't know what Napster is. Anushi, do you know what Napster is?
I heard of it.
You heard of it. Great. Karthik, do you know what Napster is? Great. Manu, do you know what a Napster is? You don't know. Okay. I'm very surprised that you don't know what Napster is. Okay. What is Napster?
Napster is the first music sharing.
Music sharing.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So Napster is known best for its music sharing. But what Napster actually established was that you don't need to get your music from a central provider. Sony Music is not the only person who can sell you Sony Music MP3s. So if you guys go and sign up a record tomorrow as Agni, the artist band, or as individual artists, if you go and say, somebody has to cut an album for me, and they're going to take on all the effort of cutting an album, meaning publicity, photography, video, sound mixing, all of those cute things that you need to do for an album creation, Sony Music will do it, and they'll publish an album, then Sony has the right to sell that album, right? But what people realized is that once Sony has sold that album to you and the data is in your hands, you can do whatever the hell you want with it. And if you know slightly about how to extract data from a CD, that time it was all CDs, so there was this big idea of ripping a CD. So ripping a CD used to mean that you put a CD in a computer or in a player and you get out a bunch of MP3 files, which are then digital, which you can then put on an email as an attachment, you can put on a website for download, all of these things can be done. So while this ecosystem came about, some guy got smart. He's also the co-founder, one of the co-founders or one of the title holders of Facebook, Sean Parker. Sean Parker, smart cookie, came up with this idea that if I just get all these MP3s out and I stick them on a website, people will go and download stuff from there and they won't have to buy MP3s anymore, buy music anymore. This whole idea of selling music is gone. Nobody can sell music anymore. That's why this whole anti-piracy movement came out. Everybody is like, oh, if you're an artist, you should be against piracy. What is piracy? Piracy simply means that you got a copy of the music without paying the label or the record company, and therefore by notion the artist. The assumption is that the record company has already paid the artist whatever the artist needs to get paid. Therefore, the record company needs to have the right to charge you for buying MP3. Have you participated in any album that has been published and sold? When you do that, then you will get something called royalties, which means that the record company, whenever it sells a copy of your record to somebody, has to send you some money. They might not send it to you every time, they might send it to you every quarter, but they're supposed to send you the royalties for every single sale made. That is one of the agreements that artists make with the recording company. If you don't have a royalties agreement, then the company basically has taken your music and then they can sell it for whatever price, you won't get any more money after that. So this is a good thing to remember if you're an artist. Please get royalty agreements in place if you're selling to a record company. Now companies got, so Napster, what it did was it let people rip their music, put it up on a website, on the internet. So like you can go to Google, search for some MP3, some Magni's, some song, you got, I would search for the MP3, I find that MP3 link, I download it. And you can download the MP3 and then play it for as many times as you want, share it with your friends also. So that was what Napster did. Now, because of that, people got very scared. And this notion of I can share with you without Sony's permission is called peer-to-peer sharing. Peer-to-peer, meaning you're a peer, I am a peer, we are both at the same level on the network. Sony has got the rights, they might be at some elevated level. But because you and I are at the same level, we have full transparency of data. I can give you any data I want, you can give me any data you want. That is peer-to-peer communication.
Peer-to-peer means person-to-person.
Person-to-person. Yeah, but peer also implies that those persons are also equal. Meaning, if you can only talk on phone, because you don't know how to read or write, for example, right? And I know how to use a smartphone, because I can read, write, take pictures, text, audio, everything. Then, only while we are talking on the phone, are we peer-to-peer, because you can do that very well, I can do that very well. But if I say I'll only send you WhatsApp message and you don't have a WhatsApp phone, that's not peer-to-peer communication anymore, because you don't have the ability to send me and receive WhatsApp messages at the same level. So I've got a cheap phone now. I use that Micromax phone. I don't have WhatsApp. So anybody who tries to communicate with me on WhatsApp is not communicating peer-to-peer. I have to go to WhatsApp and collect the messages.